Hey, this is Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY. This week, I sat down with Dr. Justin Smith, the Health Commissioner for the State of Kansas Department of Ag. We talked about the Animal Health Regional Workshop coming up in Seneca.
The workshop is an opportunity for us with the Kansas Animal Disease Division here to get out and speak to our stakeholders, frankly, the public, our emergency managers, livestock producers, veterinarians. So it's a concept that we did last year. We went around the state and held 8 of them last year. They were very successful, so we're continuing that process. And so we're hosting 2 of those this year. One of them we've already taken care of, and the other one is up and coming here shortly. So the one that's coming up is August 13th, Wednesday, August 13th, in Seneca at the Seneca Extension Office on 1615 Branch Street in Seneca, Kansas.
There's 2 different sessions for the workshop that day.
So what we do is we actually have 2 different sessions, and I say that we start at 2:30 in the afternoon, and frankly, that conversation is geared towards emergency managers, county officials, law enforcement. We have the opportunity to visit with those folks regarding, you know, the role of the county in a disease response. We have a small conversation or a conversation about livestock truck rollovers and what should happen, talking about disposal of livestock in the case of a livestock disease event. So we do that from 2:30 to 4:30. Then we have a networking dinner at 5 o'clock, and then we start back up about 5:30, depending on the crowd and everything, start up about 5:30, talking to producers, veterinarians, talking about animal health updates, traceability updates, secure food supply plans, and then disease response plans. So we would welcome all folks to come. At any one of those sessions, but would invite them to stay and eat dinner with us and engage with us throughout the afternoon.
There are many different speakers for the workshop.
So we kind of tag team it here. So the primary speaker for that afternoon is going to be myself and Nathan Brown, our emergency management coordinator here. But we do have, we try to engage everybody in it. That evening, we have several of our field veterinarians talking, our traceability coordinator, Garrett Kirk, and our secure food supply planner, Kelly Hoblib, engage in the conversation as well. So we tag team it throughout the team.
The topics that are being covered are a general overview.
You know, it's a general overview, but basically we allow that, we hope to make it a conversation. So we're hoping folks will come with their questions, their conversation pieces, and we'll kind of pivot as we need. I will tell you in the past that the livestock truck rollover conversation has always been something that folks engage in and something of high interest to them. And so we do talk a lot about that. Particularly, we'll talk about some of the current events in the animal health world. Obviously the New World Screwworm, the HPAI, high path avian influenza always are a topic of discussion, and then traceability always has a lot of discussion as well.
There is no cost to register, but many different ways that you can.
So yeah, there's no fee to it. We do ask for registration, particularly for the meal component of it. So if they have a desire to come, I'd invite them to make a call at 785-564-7468, or they can go to our website at agriculture.kansas.gov/animal health outreach.
There is a reason the Department of Ag wanted to host the workshop in Seneca.
We've tried to spread these out through the state, and we hadn't got up into the northeast or the north central region there as much as we had hoped. And so we reached out to the extension office, and they were very receptive. And so, yeah, they've been a great host. And so, yeah, it was kind of a good fit.
I would like to thank Dr. Justin Smith for being my guest on this weekend's Public Affairs. If you would like to listen again, you can always go to kndyradio.com. Thank you for listening. This has been Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY.